In the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry the Hermit, Giovanni talks to Nicodemus. That night, Giovanni spent the night in the church of San Miguel. The younger man would not go, but rather scurried off into the tall weeds. The holy hermit was barely becoming accustomed in the church. Someone spoke to him out of a dark corner.
Hey, Señor Solitario.
¿Quién es? He called out to the place, all the while rising up from his kneeling in the front pew before the altar. There was no reply made to his, but a strong, bearded man emerged from the shadows and made his way up the nave to where he was. He extended a calloused hand to him.
My name is Nicodemus, he said, taking Giovanni's own hand gently. I've been sitting here for quite some time trying to answer some questions. I had been told by the people of the village that you had been sighted making your way up through town. Your reputation precedes you. I was told that you often chose church buildings to repose for the night.
You have a question, prodded Giovanni, looking deeply into his eyes.
I have been alone for almost 3 years, sighed Nicodemus, lowering his gaze. I lost my wife and infant son to diphtheria. I've been trying to understand why God allows such things to happen. I was told that perhaps some insights that the rest of us do not have.
He looked off into space, all the while resting his clenched hand against his cheek, with his elbow perched of the pew.
Nicodemus, the hermit started to say, it is the breath of God that gives life to mankind. In Latin we call it spirare, to breathe. When God breathes, he does one of two things. He will either breathe in or breathe out. In Latin, either inspirat or expirat. When God breathes out, man comes to life. However, when God inspirat, that is, breathes in, then it is man who will expirare. That is a very strange paradox, mused Nicodemus quietly. What I am understanding you to say is that when God breathes out, he comes to life. Conversely, when God breathes in, man breathes out, that is, he dies.
Yes, Nicodemus, that is correct, paused the hermit. We are all joined to the universe by this harmony of breathing. Our lives are nothing more complicated than that. Giovanni looked at the face of Nicodemus, who was trying to gauge a great truth from his humble little parable. He thought to qualify his statement further, so he said,
quam spiro, spero.
Nicodemus looked up and grinned at Giovanni.
I hope,
translated the Latin phrase back to the hermit. The holy hermit tugged playfully at the sleeve of Nicodemus. Never forget that, he said kindly. You have the same privilege accorded to stones, trees, and water. You have a right to be here. It is part of the divine plan.
Teach me
some more, said Nicodemus joyfully. You have a way of putting things in such a way that they make sense. Tell me, how can I find the divine within myself? It begins with the quiet realization that the supernatural is just an extension of the natural, replied Giovanni. The human and the divine are made of the same fabric. To be human is to have the potential to be divine, and to be divine is to have the potential to be human. The holy hermit could see that Nicodemus was having trouble processing this information, and so he asked him, are you a Christian?
I have always been a Catholic, Nicodemus stammered back.
Then you must remember the story of how Christ spat into the ground and mixed his own saliva with the vile dust from the ground, and then he smeared the mixture into the hollow eye sockets of the blind thing. Why did he do that? If he were truly divine, couldn't he just have cured the blind man with a touch of his hand? Nicodemus looked blankly up at the hermit.
He didn't have an answer. Searched the inner recesses of his mind for a clue. When he tried to find the hermit again, he saw that Giovanni was down the aisle, ringing the bell for Vespers. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.